Lent is all about images, images of one kind or another. For me, this Lent began with a very strange image. A little boy dressed as Darth Vader, unscrolling the Alleluia on Sunday morning, mask over his face, cape flowing behind him as he hid the word of joy, the praise of God, and put it away. That's how our Lent began, with an image from popular culture of abject evil. The worst kind of evil, who in the end finds redemption. We begin our Lent with an image tonight, an image on each of your foreheads. I always covet this view that the three of us have that you don't have. All of you, sitting, some of you where you always sit, some of you in a new place, but all of you, choir and member and usher and pastor and deacon and acolyte, child and adult, marked with a cross and with words. Remember that you are dust. That mark of the cross, made from palms that were burned, palms from Palm Sunday almost a year ago. Those symbols of joy and triumphant entry, that signal of the beginning of the end, that joyful day that ends in the Passion of Christ, we've taken those palms and we've burned them and we've crushed them and we've turned them to powder and mixed them with fragrant oil and placed that same cross, that cross of Christ, on you with words. Remember that you are dust. And not only that, not only are you dust, you began that way and you'll end that way. It's an image with which we begin our Lenten journey. And it could seem almost fatalistic and depressing if we didn't know how this all is going to end. All of you who sit facing us with crosses on your forehead in a kind of comical play, as you prepare to go a place where no one truly would ever want to go, a journey of introspection and prayer and discipline, listen to Jesus. Listen to that gospel. Listen to that crazy word of Matthew, where Jesus says to all of us, "Beware of practicing your piety before others." And then the henna. In order that you might be seen by them. But make the sign of the cross on your forehead and do the disciplines of Lent, fasting, giving of alms, and prayer, not so that you can become the image of what it means to be the righteous Christian, the right person, the way you ought to live, a sign for those heathens. No, the cross that's on your forehead isn't for others to see. They aren't marked by it. You are. In a way, that mark, that symbol that is on the outside, that You can't, no matter, I remember as a young kid, right? Remember they put the cross on your forehead and the first time they do it, you go like this. And no matter how hard you try, you can't see your own forehead till you get a little older and it starts to droop down. But it's that mark. It's that mark of the cross that isn't for others to see and to change them, but it's for you. It's for you. It's intended to remind you and me of our mortality, to remind us of Christ's sacrifice, but also of God's promise. All of that in one symbol, one mark on your forehead of old ash and smelly oil. It's a journey that begins with that image and not surprisingly ends with the same image. The cross. Well, this mark we've made on you tonight is certainly not permanent. I remember as a kid, as soon as we got out the door, get that stuff off. Why? I didn't want my friends to see me with a black cross on my forehead. I remember the first time I saw a politician on television on Ash Wednesday with a cross. I'm a pastor, and I thought, I leaned over to Jean, and I said, geez, look, he forgot to wash his face. She said, it's a cross. It's not permanent. You can wipe it off. You can just act as if none of this ever happened, as if it doesn't really matter, as if the journey belongs to someone else. You can wipe off the symbol, but you can't wipe away what it is or who you are or who God is calling you to become. This powerful God, present in creation, full of promises and threats and joy, is marked on your forehead forever. And thank God we get to carry the promise of it through thick and thin, through anger and joy, through fear and surety, through old age and birth. It's been given to us as a gift, this ashen cross. And it will redeem us. That's the beauty of the Lenten journey. That we know that throughout it, God, Emmanuel, is with us, journeying with us, calling us and prodding us and changing us and drawing us and making us new. And that's why that image of that little boy in a Darth Vader mask is so powerful. Because in the innocence of a child, there lies the mask of the evil one. But we know that when he takes the mask off, he will still be God's child. And when we take our masks off, God will be revealed in us as well. Amen.